Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Now, each and every time, one would see that there are moments that would indicate, you know, that, hey, there is an altar here, right? And I remember was looking at a situation where this couple were faced with each and every time doing a secret sermon in their kitchen floor. They would always kill a chicken on their kitchen floor.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know they were doing this until one time they told me, because now this other one started collapsing many times and started crying, and they started talking how they had seen this practice being done by one of the parents, and they've been told to do it, you know, in order to keep the marriage going. And that is an indication that there is an altar there. And then there is also this aspect, I don't know if you have seen this, where couples basically lose their firstborn at an early age, and sometimes prematurely. Then from there they become very rich, obscurely rich, and they can't be associated with much of the Holy Spirit activities in the church anymore, even though they are there. And then they withdraw even from preaching about the name of the Savior, Yahushua Mashiach. They don't go for it. Then you know there's an altar there. That's one true. Where you find that some people very close to them pass away, and all of a sudden they become massive, massive business people. And you know, there's an altar that opened. They sacrifice their own relatives. Another one, which is not more extreme, is this one of a continuous adulterous behavior.
Yes.
And you think this guy, ustout man, this guy. Can't you know? Agasi stout. There's an altar that has been hanging around him like a necklace. And it's demanding, that he do these things that he's doing, you know. And that is one of the saddest things you can ever see. Those marriages even break, you know, they break. And that is one of those things also. All right, what comes to mind?
You know, the constant blood sacrifices that you have mentioned are also ways that you know that there is an altar that is erected in this place. Because, remember, an altar has to be constantly kept alive by something. Some are kept alive by the blood. Now, the animal blood, the animal sacrifices. I know of a family whereby each and every time there's someone who comes in to visit, either a visitor or maybe a child coming back from school, or you're coming back from wherever you're coming back, or every time someone comes back home or comes to visit a family, they'll sacrifice, they'll kill a chicken, you know, or they'll kill a goat to be something bigger. But every time there's someone who enters that yard, there had to be a blood sacrifice. At first, you'd be thinking maybe it's because the family is excited because they're a visitor, but only to find that their family is actually feeding into that altar. You know, they are giving blood and saying, hey, welcome this person who's coming in. You know, I wouldn't know exactly why, but then they will always shed blood when someone comes into their yard. And then also there's the one of constant death in the family. There's always someone who's dying in the family. They sacrifice using their family members, you know, for them to gain riches and all those things. Another one that might not seem extreme, but it's very extreme as well. You see, like I say, there's an altar of stagnancy or delay. Mm. How do you know that it's there? You find sometimes when you've got a good paying job, you are working well, but you do not know where your money is going. You can account and say, but I get paid this amount, but you can never account to where your money is going.
Mm.
That shows that there's an evil altar that has been erected that eats your money, that is taking away your money, that wants you to live in poverty.
Mm.
You know, even if you get a promotion, even if you move into another department, whatever happens, you still never account to your money. You never know where your money is going through.
Mm.
You see?
Mm.
So those are the others. And others also, they, besides the one that is doing adultery unawarely, there are others who have to sleep with other people from outside to keep their altars burning. They have to sleep with younger girls just to make the altars to keep on burning, to be alive. Mm. They have to go out and be sleeping and impregnating those girls so that they'll be having miscarriages and abortions. That blood feeds into the altars.
Mm. 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 It's it's sad and sickening, you know. When one comes to think of these things, okay, there are altars also where people are told to secretly consult with the Inyangas and the Isangomas, or to secretly consult with witches or witch doctors in order to keep their marriage going. You find that this marriage is based on witchcraft, and sometimes the secret might be known by one of the people, and the other doesn't know. You know, one of the people knows, but the other does not know. And this person really is consulting and seeing Inyangas so that the marriage can keep on going and be strong. What's your take then?
Yes, they go to these Inyangas. One spouse goes to be with their spouse, for example, maybe the wife goes and they find that they're giving their husband ikorobela so that the husband doesn't pray, or the husband only gives the money to her. You know, I was reading a story the other time of a young woman who gave her husband this muti from the wish of the husband, not knowing, so that the husband does not take care of his mother. Not because the husband is cheating or because the husband is not taking care of her, but because she wanted all the money for herself. She didn't want the husband to take care of his own mother. So she bewitched her own husband, went to the witch doctors to get that muti, so the husband will not be taking care of their mother and their siblings. All the money has to be in her house. She's the one who controls where the money goes to. You know, so you find such instances. And it's also fine. Men now also use a muti on women. I know that it has always been women known to use muti on their husbands, but now men also do that. Mm. You know, they use muti on their wives. They go behind their backs to witch doctors. Why? So that the wives do not suspect them of doing what they are doing. Like if they are going outside and having extramarital activities. They don't want their wives to find out. So they put muti so that the wives can believe everything that they say. Whatsoever the husband says, you say yes, yes, because you cannot see, or you cannot see anything beyond that, you know. So also there are those kinds who do that as well.
Yeah. It is sad that we see people doing all these kinds of things. The other one, it's a case some long time ago, woke up, and when he woke up, basically he found his wife shaving his eyebrows. It was a mess. And then there are those who basically are told by pastors and prophets that you take the picture of the prophet, put it under the bed, and this would put your husband in control, or this would make your husband to long for your bed. And they go to be prayed for in these ministries. Yeah, they go to be prayed for in these ministries, and they say, yeah, my husband doesn't touch me anymore. It's been 2 years. And then they say, okay, you take the picture of the prophet, the papa, and then you put it under the mattress. And then they say this guy will start longing to come to bed with you and all that. These things are happening. There's quite a lot of them. There are also those who are told that you must take the inner garments of your spouse. You take them to this prophet and they do whatever they do with them. And they say, yeah, you fold them so that he starts or she starts wearing them. Then you have them under your spell and under your control. That's witchcraft. Those are altars
that's
being
witchcraft.
Created. Hey, those are altars
that's
of witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
And we see these things being done by prophets in the churches.
Yes, in churches.
Yeah.
That's true.
I saw this other one. I think it's 2 days ago or yesterday. There was a bath. On the pulpit, there's a bath. Yeah. And this minister or prophet, whatever, is bathing women.
So you,
when he bathes you, your husband will find you at...
hey,
and they create all these altars.
God help us from this poor prophet.
It is
it
so
does.
Sad.
These are altars that are being created, and they are using the house of the Lord for doing such. And people will believe because this person is a prophet, the same prophet. And then they will believe everything that this person is saying. And yes, it's very true. I've also seen so many of these things happening whereby the prophet will tell you to do this and that. And it is actually witchcraft, you know. You are practicing witchcraft. It is not in the will of God. It is not in the word of God at all.
Yeah, it is said. When we come back, let's look at the effects of these things.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life, 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave. I am talking to the pastor, Glenda T. Nkosi, and of course, you can follow her on Facebook. These things are there. These things are real, man. I've seen people being shaved in front there. On the pulpit, they would be shaved. And the other one has a tissue paper where the hair that is being shaved on them falls on, and they say, no, they are blessing you there. Yeah? It's ridiculous. So that umuntu akangakubalekeli when he gets there. Yeah. And bayabaleka kuloku kunjalo.
Kunjalo.
People don't know that they are opening up gates for demons in these things. The effects are that demons are coming in when you do these things. And the thing was that they also are bringing forth curses upon their own marriages, and they are facilitating wickedness to prevail through their marriages, something they should be careful about. What say you, Glenda?
So the effects are not only going to be affecting your marriage only. You know, when you open such doors, it is doors that will affect your generations to come. Even your children in their marriages will be affected by these demonic activities because you have opened the door for demons to come into your family. They now have access to each and every one and everything in your marriage.
Yeah.
Everything begins to suffer because of that one door that you opened when you erected that an altar like that. Mm. You know, you might find that with this constant blood offerings because you want money. You think that this money is going to last forever. Remember, this thing I said, it needs to be kept alive. You need to continuously do it. So when you pass away or in life, or when you are not able to do the offering anymore, that someone else has to take over. Someone in your bloodline, in your family, has to take over this thing. Mm. Now, this is now affecting even your children who did not sign up for this. Now they also have to start sacrificing because their father started this for them. Their father taught them that for them to have riches, they have to kill. So now they have to also carry on what was happening. So this thing is now affecting the next generation. Or if they don't, then the money goes away. Poverty comes into the family.
Sure. And this is one of those things that we really need to look into, because you know, some of the effects would be that then the kids would be now becoming somewhat sacrificed to these spirits. Everyone that is born in the covenant of those altars is actually due to be sacrificed on that altar. If they don't die, their career will die, or their morality will die, or their sanity as time goes on will die, or their conduct will die, or their spirituality will die somewhere along the line.
Something
has to die on everyone born in that marriage. What's your take there?
Something will be lost.
Mm.
Remember, the enemy will promise you, will show you the world, will show you the beautiful things and everything. But in exchange of that, he is taking your soul. He is taking your life. So you have to pay with your life. If it's not you who's paying for your life, your children will pay with their lives. There is no way you can erect an evil altar in your family and think that you will have life in abundance. It does not work like that. Life in abundance is only in Christ. In everything else that the enemy brings, there is death. That is the end result of it. Either your marriage will end up dying. Mm. If it's not your marriage dying, it could be your children's marriage that is going to die. Because they've introduced, you want to give Korobela to your husband or to your wife. Let me tell you, that marriage is already dead. The very first time you put that muti in his or her food, the marriage is dead. It is you are no longer married to that person. You have killed the spirit and the soul of the person. You are just living with an empty body.
Hey, you are actually the soul of that person is no longer attached to you. It means
no,
this person is not alive with you anymore.
No.
What is living is...
You are not married to a demon that you have created.
Yo. Maybe many people now would start to realize the effects. You need to be careful, man. You need to be careful.
Mm.
These things are so bad that if you don't actually... check these altars and cast them off, you will be caught by them somehow, isn't it?
Definitely.
Mm.
Somehow you'll be caught. There is no happy ending in this. Nowhere there is a happy ending in these altars that are being erected. That is why you need to know when you take a decision, because it's a decision, no one will force you to do this. When you take a decision to erect such an altar in your family or to have such an altar in your family, in your marriage, you need to understand that there is a road to destruction.
Yeah.
The happiness is short-lived. The happiness or the joy of it is short-lived.
Mm.
What comes after that, it is destruction only. Mm. You might be lucky, if I can put it that way, and escape from the destruction that comes. But believe me, your children are not going to escape it.
Sure. And you are setting them on a trap for a lifetime now, eh?
For a lifetime. It is going to go on for generations to generation until somebody in that family, God raises up somebody in that family who's going to destroy and overthrow that altar that you have erected. But now you understand that you are building a job for someone else who could have just have lived their life enjoying their life in Christ. But now before that, they have to start by uprooting things that you have planted in the family.
Oh, now, I have also seen this. I've seen also the effects where you find that the kids, even if they do good, something is going to go odd, you know, and then others, at least lover, they will do good. Then something goes odd on their children.
Yeah.
Others, mabaceta ukukhula nje, makathi graduate abese endleleni bayashona. Others become riddled by poverty in such a way that in that house akuna ngisho ama curtain, you know. And yet they are still alive. Yababona bayaphila naba. But the poverty in that house has made that house to be a jungle. Yeah. Others you find ukuthi the whole family bonke bashada, yet bonke ba divorce. You know, there's an altar ekhona. I know also of this where this woman went on to open an altar that every time when she calls and on that altar, Maga Kulegan calls on that altar, her son would leave his wife and come and attend to her. Doesn't care. Yeah, but so these are some of the altars that are there that people should be careful about. What's your take there, finally?
Yes, those are the altars and the effect of those altars. You know, where families, there is no joy, there is no love, there is no peace as long as there's that altar. That fire, you know, the Bible says the fire on the altar should be kept burning.
Oh, yes.
Now, we are talking about the fire of the altar. Now, any altar has a fire that needs to be kept. Yes.
Yeah.
Every altar has a fire that has to be kept burning. So now, if there is no fire, they have to do something to make sure that fire is kept burning. Whether it's killing, whether it's sacrificing, and that will affect their children. It will affect their marriage, you know. When they go and call upon those altars, they are making sure that altar is kept burning. They have to keep on going back to it, keep on feeding into it, you know. So we need, those are those things affect now your lifestyle as well. Because remember, now sometimes you have to go, and maybe you're supposed to go and travel and you have to go somewhere. But you have to always remember to go back to that altar that you have to go and sacrifice to. You know, everything, the life revolves around that altar. You can't make a decision without consulting that altar.
So your life
and
is
then
captured.
Now you have to teach your children. Yes, it's captured around that altar.
Sure. All right. When we come back, we are going to have the final say on this. And I can tell without a doubt that this must raise some eyebrows, you know. And you look around, look at some of the things around your marriage. You can recognize that there are some altars prevailing. You know, sometimes these are so subtle. In that, in your marriage, it's just happiness. You see so much happiness. But you look at the children, you see the ways that they choose. They're able to see that, man, there's an altar that regulates this kind of behavior. And it's a sacrifice to it. And now these altars, they take those sacrifices for themselves to keep their own fires burning. Whether you like it or not, even if they have to take you out, they will. You know, because they have power now over you. We need to expose this. When we come back, the final thought.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
We're coming to the final part of this discussion on altars. It is said that much of the times people go to an extent of opening these altars, and they don't have a foresight of what the effects would be and a short glimpse of implications. And people are excited by these momentary achievements that you will be able to control her, you'll be able to control him, and then you fail to realize that if you look into this properly, into hindsight, you also will be controlled by this thing. And we have seen people sacrificing their own children. We've seen people being arrested for the murders of their own children. After having looked with the police, looked with the police for the kid, this person finally becomes the one who has killed their own kids. You know, we see that much of the times. We see cases that prevail to such an extent that they go on and bring quite a lot of havoc into the lives of people. This is very sad anyway. What comes to mind finally?
You know, this is that finally I need to say this to the people. You know, as much as we have seen the effects of the altars in families and in marriage, how they will affect your children, how they will affect your marriage, your lifestyle, everything that you go through. It is up to you now to stand and say, this is not what I want, and destroy these altars. You know, you need to make a decision that I want to destroy these altars. Look around you, as Ray has said before, look around you, you'll see that this thing is a pattern in my family. It's a pattern in my marriage. And if you recognize the pattern, then you know that there's an altar there. Then you need to stand up and uproot and pull down and destroy that altar.
And
you need to be the one who stands and does that.
Oh, sorry. Continue. I interjected.
It's fine.
Yeah. Sometimes many people say, I grew up with this thing, ilogi kona, and for things to go well, emshatweni fanele ngiloku ngihamba ngiyokhwifa nazo zonke izinto lezo, ngiyofuna imithi ethize, go and look for some kind of potions and some kind of muti to get this going, and then sprinkle this on my wife when they are not aware that I am, or just put them on me so that when I touch them with those mutis. You know, it's how it has been. And so much success in that. And they don't realize that, no, actually, the end of everything like that is death. Look, the father says, there's a way that seems good in the eyes of man, but the end of it is destruction. The end of it is death. What say you finally?
It's death. It's death. That's the end of every evil altar that is erected. It is death. You will lead to death. You need to choose the right pathway. Yes, it has moments. It has a joy for a certain time. It has happiness a certain time. But, you know, I would like to encourage each and everyone who is involved in family altars, and you are saying it is enough now. God is saying you are like a Gideon. Gideon pulled down and destroyed the altars of his father's house. Every evil foundation he destroyed because it had delayed and robbed him of his blessing. So altars, they will delay you. They will rob you of your blessing. they will lead you to death. So make a choice of saying, today I want to destroy and uproot all evil altars in my house or in my father's house.
Wow. Now, you know, we left with a minute. It happens sometimes someone says, I've been doing this for quite some time. My spouse doesn't know, and I realize that it is wrong. How do I break it forth without actually they leaving me? And how do I quit? If you say I must quit, how do I do that? What would you say?
I say that you need the Holy Spirit to help you. There is nothing impossible with God.
Yeah.
You need to pray. You need to go into prayer. You need to go into fasting for you to be. Because once you start coming against these altars, let me tell you, every demon will come up against you. You go through the trials and tribulations first. But because you have the Holy Spirit and you've got Jesus backing you up, there is no way that you are going to fail. Go into prayer. Go into spiritual fighting prayer.
Yeah.
And pray. Go into the Bible and check the verses that will help you to go into spiritual battles. And pray very hard. Even before you approach your wife or your spouse and tell them about what you have been doing, go first and pray. Remember, each and every evil altar, it has to be pulled down. But after it has been pulled down, you also have to erect another altar of God, which is an altar of prayer.
Yeah.
It has to be replaced. You can't remove it and then leave it empty. You remove it and then you erect an altar of prayer in its place.
Wow. Thank you so much. And how do people reach out to you?
Thank you so much, Ray. They can reach out to me on Facebook, Glenda Nkomo-Nkosi, and on my WhatsApp, 074-751-4587.
All right. We talk again the coming week. Much blessings to you.
Thank you so much, Ray. Have a very lovely week. Shalom to you and to the listeners at home.
Shalom, 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 women of God. Thank you. Right then. And of course, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Till we talk again. Shalom.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.